From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A major winter storm is blanketing much of the southeastern United States with powdery snow and freezing rain. Forecasters expect as much as a foot of snow in some places. Roads are extremely hazardous in several states. Michael Cross of member station KOSU says Oklahoma's governor is asking the president to authorize a federal disaster declaration.
Oklahoma is experiencing snowfall totals up to 8 inches after nearly 24 hours of freezing rain, which took down power lines and made roads impassable. Governor Brad Henry says it could be several days before things return to normal.
Communities, in particular in southwest Oklahoma, have been hit especially hard, and many communities in the southwestern part of the state, as well as the south central part of the state, have just virtually been shut down.
A federal disaster declaration allows state and local governments to receive reimbursements for expenses associated with the storm. The Office of Emergency Management is reporting one fatality. A 70-year-old woman died after a propane tank exploded at her home. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
In Pakistan, a suicide bomber killed at least 14 people today in a tribal area where the military declared victory over the Taliban and al-Qaeda last year. In a nearby area bordering Afghanistan, suspected U.S. missiles killed 9 suspected militants. There was another suicide bombing near Baghdad today, leaving at least 2 people dead. The Associated Press reports the attack occurred at a popular restaurant in a Shiite city north of the capital. An Iraqi official says that restaurant is popular with security forces in particular. China has suspended military exchanges with the U.S. The move is in protest over U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. The Obama administration notified Congress yesterday of a proposed $6.4 billion arms package for the island, which China claims as its own. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more on the story from Tokyo.
The official Xinhua news agency carried a statement from the defense ministry, which said that the arms sale had harmed China's national security and that planned visits between the two militaries would therefore be temporarily suspended. It added that the defense ministry had summoned the U.S. defense attaché in Beijing and lodged a formal protest. The proposed arms package includes Black Hawk helicopters and Patriot air defense missiles. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister He Yafei, meanwhile, summoned U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman and said the weapon sales would have a negative impact on many areas of cooperation between the two countries. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
Libya has signed a deal with Russia to buy $1.8 billion worth of weapons, according to Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Putin was quoted by Russian news services as saying the sale involves more than small arms weapons. The deal was signed in Moscow after talks with a top Libyan official. This is NPR. The main rebel group in Nigeria's volatile oil-producing region has called off a 3-month ceasefire and has threatened an all-out onslaught against the petroleum industry. NPR's Ofebio Quistarkton says the move follows a presidential amnesty deal for oil with militants.
The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta warned that it would unleash a fresh wave of attacks because it did not believe the government was serious about restoring control of Nigeria's oil resources to local people. The militants warned that nothing would be spared in this renewed assault on the oil industry and that multinational companies would bear the guilt of any harm that may come to their employees. The latest threats follow a pardon and amnesty offered by the Nigerian President Umaru Musa Eradua last year. The deal was hailed as a major political achievement after years of violence and sabotage in the Delta and major disruptions to oil production. Follow-up talks have been delayed by the president's prolonged absence on sick leave in Saudi Arabia. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
Shiite rebels in northern Yemen are ready to sign a ceasefire agreement with the government, according to an internet posting by a rebel leader. The rebels have already claimed to have withdrawn from Saudi territory they had occupied late last year. Saudi officials say the militants only left because they were driven out by Saudi forces. Former President George H.W. Bush and his son Jeb have paid a social visit to President Obama at the White House today. The former president walked with a cane into the White House as snow fell. He left about a half hour later. White House aides say the visit was nothing more than a social call because the former president is in town for a dinner. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.